Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an Echo Chamber Dub Siren framework inside Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to get that warm tape-style grit, that jungle pressure, and that old-school D&B atmosphere without wrecking the mix. This kind of sound is really useful in the intro, the breakdown, the pre-drop tension, and the moments where you want the track to feel like it's breathing between the drums. You can also use it as a call-and-response layer behind a reese, a vocal chop, or a break edit. So we're not trying to make a giant lead sound that dominates everything. We're trying to create a believable space, something that feels like a smoky warehouse echo bouncing off worn tape, then punching through at the right moment like an old dub plate being worked live. Why this works in D&B is simple. Drum and bass is fast, dense, and extremely sensitive in the low end. If your siren is too bright, too wide, or too wet, it will start fighting the kick, the snare, the sub, and the break. But if you build it carefully, it gives you movement, dread, identity, and tension while still leaving room for the groove. The best versions feel alive, a little unstable and rhythmic, not polished in a sterile way. So let's start with the source. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple. A sine wave or a very basic waveform is perfect here, because the character should come from pitch movement, filtering, and processing, not from a complicated raw tone. Set the amp envelope to be plain and controlled. Keep the attack fast, the decay fairly short, the sustain low, and the release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. You want a sound that can be shaped, not one that already fills too much space. What to listen for here is clarity. The source should feel focused and steady, not huge. If it already sounds too big on its own, it's going to turn into mud once you add delay. Now write a short MIDI phrase. A dub siren usually works best with small melodic movement rather than a full melody. Hold one note, then move to a higher note for tension, then return back down. You can use a root note, then jump up a fourth, a fifth, or even an octave if you want more urgency. Keep it simple enough that the echo can tell the story. You want it to feel like a warning signal, or an MCQ, not a lead line trying to carry the whole tune. If you want a darker flavor, keep the notes in a minor or modal space. If you want a more classic siren feeling, a small rise and fall with a bit of tension in the mid-range works great. Again, don't overcomplicate it. A strong dub siren is usually more about phrasing than harmony. Next, place auto filter after operator. This is where we start giving the sound that worn circuitry or tape-down speaker movement. Start with a low-pass or band-pass filter. Low-pass is darker, thicker, and more foggy. Band-pass is sharper and more classic, with more of that siren-like bark in the mids. Set the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, bring in a moderate resonance, and keep any envelope or LFO movement subtle at first. Here's a useful decision point. If your track is already packed in the mids, go with low pass. That keeps the sound more tucked in and atmospheric. If the siren needs to speak clearly over sparse drums, go with band pass. Both are valid. Just choose the one that supports the arrangement. What to listen for here is the attitude of the tone. Low pass should feel murky and threatening. Band pass should feel like it cuts through the mist. If the filter starts sounding too resonant or whistle-like, back it off. You want tension, not pain. Now add echo after the filter. This is where the dub chamber really comes alive. Start with sync delay times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the groove you want. Feedback can begin around 25 to 55%. Then roll off the high end and some of the low end inside the delay. Push the character toward a warmer, older behavior rather than a pristine modern delay. For jungle and old school pressure, 1/8 dotted is especially useful because it creates that rolling, slightly off balance bounce. If you want more space and a bigger warehouse feel, try 1/4. If the drums are already very busy, 1/8 is usually the safer and tighter choice. What to listen for here is whether the repeats sit behind the source or compete with it. The delay should feel like it is responding to the siren, not shouting over it. If it gets too bright, it'll start slicing into the snare and the top of the break in a nasty way. Keep it warm, keep it controlled, and let it breathe. At this point, add some grit. Saturator or drum bus both work, and both can give you that tape-style damage. If you want a cleaner beginner route, use saturator after echo. Start with a few dB of drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if you want the edge rounded off a bit. Then clean up with EQ8. If you want something dirtier and more obviously worn, drum bus can be great. Keep boom low or off, because you don't want fake sub swelling in an effect like this. Add only a touch of crunch, and use dab to soften brittle highs. Why this works in D&B is that the grit feels like history, not overload. You are not trying to destroy the sound. You are trying to make the repeats sound like they've passed through worn gear and space. That gives you atmosphere without losing definition. What to listen for is the difference between warmth and fizz. If the sirens start sounding brittle, don't just keep pushing drive. Back off the distortion, then use EQ to tame the top end. A damaged echo should sound thick and lived in, not like white noise. Now control the low end. This part is crucial. Play EQ 8 after the distortion and high pass the effect so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 120 to 200 HE. If it still feels muddy, raise that high pass a little higher. If there is harshness around 3 to 6 KHC, make a gentle cut there. If you need a little more body in a sparse arrangement, a small lift around 700 HE to 1.5 KHC can help, but be careful not to overdo it. Also, keep the main body of the sound centered. Don't overwiden the core siren. On club systems, a wide dry source can get facey or disappear in mono. If you want width, let the delay tail provide it gently, especially in the upper echoes. Keep the foundation solid and centered. That's the DJ safe move. Now we turn it into an actual musical phrase. A dub siren framework works best when it behaves like a phrase, not a wallpaper loop. Try a 4-bar structure. Let bars 1 and 2 be sparse. Then increase feedback or open the filter a bit more in bars 3 and 4. For the final moment, before the drop, you can cut the dry signal, shorten the phrase, or let the tail trail into the first downbeat. That gap before impact is powerful. You can automate echo feedback, filter cutoff, or dry slash wet. Just pick one main move and make it count. If the siren is meant to build into the drop, maybe open the filter gradually and increase feedback only at the end of the phrase. If it's meant to stay more atmospheric, keep it darker and more restrained. Then make the last tail speak louder before you mute it. A really useful arrangement mindset here is this. The siren should help the track breathe. It should answer the drums, not step on them. In intro sections, it can be a sparse call. In build sections, it can get a little more animated. In the pre-drop, it should feel like the final warning. Then when the drop lands, pull it back and let the drums and bass hit clean. What to listen for in the full arrangement is whether the siren still feels musical once the break and bass are playing. Solo can lie. Context tells the truth. If it sounds huge by itself but starts stealing the snare's edge or masking ghost notes, it's too active. Reduce the feedback, shorten the phrase, or high pass a little more. The best movement often happens around the break, not over every single transient. Once you get a version that feels good, freeze and flatten it or resample it to audio. This is a big move. Sometimes the best echo tail is the first one you catch. Printing it to audio lets you treat it like a sample. You can reverse it, trim it, chop it into a fill, or use it as a transition into the next section. In jungle and old school DNB, committing that kind of magic often makes the arrangement feel more deliberate and more human. It's also smart to build one alternate version. Make a darker fog version with lower cutoff, less feedback, and more saturation. Then make a more aggressive haunted shout version, with a little more resonance, a brighter cutoff, and maybe a slightly longer repeat. One version can live in the intro or breakdown, and another can come back in the second drop. That simple contrast gives the tune progression, without needing a whole new sound. If the sound ever feels vague, simplify the source before you add more effects. That's a big beginner trap. More processing is not always the answer. A cleaner siren feeding a degraded echo often sounds more authentic than a noisy raw patch being smashed from the start. Distort the repeats, not everything equally. So let's recap the core chain. Start with a simple operator tone. Shape the motion with a small siren-like MIDI phrase. Use auto filter to give it darkness or bite. Send it into echo for the dub chamber. Add saturator or drum boss for worn tape style grit. Clean the low end with EQ8. Then automate it in phrases so it supports the arrangement instead of floating endlessly. The real goal here is not just a cool sound. It's a sound that feels like it has a room, a history, and a job in the track. It should help the intro speak, help the breakdown breathe, and help the drop feel earned. That's the difference between a random effect and a proper DNB atmosphere. Now take the practice challenge. Build one 4-bar siren phrase using only operator, auto filter, echo, saturator or drum bus, and EQ8. Make one darker version and one more aggressive version. High pass it so it stays out of the sub range. Automate one major move, like filter cutoff or echo feedback. Then print at least one version to audio and test it with drums and bass underneath. If it still feels musical without crowding the snare, and the low end stays clean, you've got it. Keep going. That's a proper jungle ingredient right there.